Okay, let's go.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Chris Fade.
What's up, Brianna? You're with the UAE Shawn Mendes.
Pretty Malik.
Oh, dear.
And Big Rossi.
Smelling my mask to see if it smells all right.
This is the Chris Fade Show.
You guys are lovely. We love you guys every morning.
This is the biggest show.
The Chris Fade Show.
Good morning, UAE. Just gone 7:04 for your Wednesday morning. Ramadan Mubarak from me, Eddie, Pretty, and Big Rossi. Good morning, guys.
Good morning. How are you feeling today, Eddie? Today's day two.
Yeah, feeling good this morning.
Don't lie, Eddie.
Yesterday was a little bit hard, I must admit.
Yeah.
In the afternoon, I was like, oh, man.
Yeah.
It was hard. But today, this morning, so far, so good.
Well, it's only been how many hours?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying, so far, so good.
Eddie walked into the studio today, and the first thing he said was, man, yesterday was hard. I didn't expect that to come. But you know what? It's okay. Day one is usually hard for everyone, right?
Yeah. Some find it easy. Some find it hard. But for me, normally it's easy.
Yeah.
Day one.
Yeah.
But yesterday was, it was
a difficult day.
A whole different story.
I said to Eddie, we're just getting older. You just have to, you just got to accept it and then move on. It's going to be okay. Yeah. Today, if you're breaking fast, by the way, 6:44 p.m. Mm-hmm. will be the timing today. Rossi, how's your voice?
Great. Apart from everybody thinks I've got coronavirus.
Uh-oh.
Which you don't. Can we knock on wood and make it clear he does not
Whenever
have.
I talk to someone, they immediately back away.
Right.
But everything's great.
Your voice does sound better, though.
No, it doesn't. It sounded all right before. Now it sounds bad. But yeah, I'm all right. I've got like a phlegmy.
It's better than yesterday, though.
Yeah,
really?
I think so. It's better than yesterday.
I'll just sit over here and be quiet. That's all good.
Did you take anything, though?
Yeah, I've got some cough medicine, whatever it's called.
Okay.
Manuka honey. Natural cough medicine.
Yes. Well, I'm good. I'm here. I'm here. That's the main thing.
That is the main thing. Listen, of course, we want to give away that BMW. That your chance is coming up after 8. The pop quiz, it's moved its time. If you didn't know, 7:40 is when we will be playing the Rack Bank pop quiz. My gossip is coming up in the next 20 minutes. Jennifer Aniston having kids. Is this going to happen? We're going to find out. We want to hear from you. 0487155544. What are you up to this morning?
Kamal!
How are you, Kamal?
Very well, thank you. How are you guys?
We're doing okay. What are you doing right now?
I'm on the work run.
He's on the work run.
Where are you going? What's your job?
I work as IT project manager.
Oh. IT project manager. You are very necessary for any company to run, my friend.
Oh, you are indeed. So you're live across the country right now. What's the question that you want to ask us?
Where's the pop quiz?
The pop quiz. So for the month of Ramadan, we are changing the pop quiz time to 7:40. So usually we play the pop quiz at 7:10, but we move the time to 7:40 during Ramadan.
That's good.
Yeah, because...
And where's quiz?
Chris
coming back.
Chris will be back on Sunday. He's been on vacation, so he will be back on air on Sunday.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Any other questions, Gummel? We can help you with anything, anything in your mind right now.
That's it. Thanks a lot. It's really nice talking to you guys.
Aw, thanks, Gummel. Hope you have a great day ahead.
Have a blessed evening.
Before you go, do you ever just turn something on and off to fix it?
Not really.
No? Okay. All right, cool. Have a great day, mate.
And you.
Bye.
Well, because that's what normally the IT guys do, huh?
Yeah, just restart.
Just restart.
Yeah. Most of them do that, actually. Most of them just turn it on and off.
And then it just starts working miraculously again. But yeah, the pop quiz is at 7:40 now for the month of Ramadan. And yes, Chris will be back on Sunday.
How do you think he would have done there, that guy? Do you think he would have got... 10 out of 10?
I don't know about 10, because I think getting 10 is hard when you're under pressure. Mm. You have to be like really focused on it.
Yeah.
But I think he would have done good. He sounded like...
focused.
Like calm.
Yeah, calm.
You know,
collected.
You need to be calm for this type of situation for the pop quiz. For sure.
I'm looking at the questions right now. They're pretty easy, actually.
Oh, you think so? Yeah. Again, okay, as I said, Chris is back on Sunday. Rossi's main aim while Chris was away on vacation was to give away the pop quiz. So we've got today and tomorrow, and Rossi's trying his hardest.
Hey, Raphael, what's happening?
Hey, good morning, Rossi. Hey, Rossi, I've been using something for many years since I was a kid. And it's a Sprite, lemon, and honey together.
What's this?
And in a day or day and a half, your boys come back in.
Oh, okay.
It takes all that sore throat activity. So, you know, it's an old family recipe.
Okay, thanks, Raphael. Can you just repeat that? What is it? Sprite, did you say?
A Sprite, lemon, and honey.
Okay.
Wow, interesting.
It's for honey, and then you mix all that, and then you drink it. It's kind of sweet, but you will feel the comfort very fast.
Oh, really? And it's like 1,000 calories. Listen, thanks, Raphael. I'll give that a try, actually. Nala!
Would you stop shouting, dude?
Thanks, Raphael.
Get to the shop, Nala. Thanks, Raphael.
What's up? Virgin Radio. Pretty Malik's gossip.
So, Floyd Mayweather was on a shopping spree in Miami this week.
Yeah.
One of his shopping assistants was in an Hermes shop, and he called Floyd and said, "Hey, they've got some great new Birkin bags. Come down and check it out." He came down within 10 minutes, bought 4 bags, spent $80,000.
What?
That's insane to me.
Wow.
Like that, I mean, this is obviously, we're talking Floyd Mayweather money here. He does walk around with like an $18 million watch on his hands, which we saw, remember when we met him?
We saw it in the flesh.
Like, it's so sparkly that you think it's fake. That's how big the diamonds are.
I should have said to him, "Can I try it on?"
Nah, he wouldn't let it off his hand. I don't think so.
You got to ask these things, haven't you?
Well, Rossi, you may have an opportunity because it looks like Floyd Mayweather is heading back to Dubai. And you know who broke this news? Our good friend of the show, Shiraz.
Oh.
He was with Floyd Mayweather, and have a listen to this.
The money man, the money man, the money man. Money May, Mayweather Promotions, Avolve, Pack Entertainment, Dubai. We got something coming huge real soon. Guess what? We're on our way.
Ooh.
It's huge. Pack Entertainment, by the way, are the ones who put on like the celebrity boxing matches, the concerts, et cetera, et cetera. So maybe he'll do like a boxing match here or something.
Yeah, we'll be sure. Fame by Shiraz was getting involved as well, right?
Yeah. He was with him, yeah. So yeah. It's going to be...
That's so cool.
It's going to be so good.
Yeah.
Britney Spears has already come out to say that she didn't appreciate the Framing Britney documentary, right?
Right.
Now she has another message for her fans who are worried that Britney's being kept against her will. You know, that whole Free Britney movement.
Yeah.
She wrote on Instagram, "Happy to share, especially with a world that is empathetic and concerned with my life. What can I say? I'm flattered. Here's to another beautiful summer of popsicles and sunbathing." She's kind of giving the impression that she...
Everything's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So either the fans are crazy or they're right and Britney's being told to say these things because of the documentary. You just don't know.
It's so confusing.
Because she said about the Framing Britney documentary as well. She's like, you know, "I hate the way that people portray me because it's not true." So who knows? Who knows?
There we go.
It's such a mystery.
It's
such a mystery. And finally, there are rumors going around that Jennifer Aniston is in the process of adopting a baby.
Aww.
Which is, I mean, super exciting if that's what she wants to do. Loads of tabloids in Europe were behind this story. Is there any truth to it? Unfortunately, no. Well, fortunately, no, because that's what she wants. I don't think she wants kids.
Oh,
so her rep tells TMZ that all the reports are false. So Jen is not going to be a mom anytime soon.
Some people just don't want kids,
do they? Exactly. I think Jennifer Aniston is one of them, which is fine. Each to their own, right?
Mm. Yep.
Yeah.
There you go.
Fans just really want her to have a baby.
And yeah, like, but, like, you know, in the end, they're not going to be raising the kid. Jennifer is, so she's got to decide whether she wants it or not.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Hit us with your tag, pretty.
Peace out, home fries. Money.
The Chris Fade Show's 10K Pop Quiz.
Powered by RackBank Emirates Skywards World Elite MasterCard Credit Card. Enjoy up to 160,000 bonus Skywards miles and joining, or simply transferring your outstanding from another credit card. T's and C's apply.
Every single day we bring you the pop quiz with Rack Bank. Of course, at a new time, we play at this time now during the month of Ramadan. And don't forget, we have a bonus chance for you every single Thursday evening in the Hour of Power. If you're a Rack Bank customer, go onto our website at virginradiodubai.com for that extra chance to win 10K.
Just got confirmation that Chris Fade is indeed listening. So I would really, really love to give this away this morning.
Oh, no.
Let's see if Dan can do it. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. How are you?
We're
good.
Well. What are you doing, Dan?
We're on the school run.
They're on the school
run.
Oh, dear, Rossi. Excuse our friend Rossi here today. He sounds a bit different.
Sorry, I sound a bit hoarse. Sound a bit hoarse. Nay. Anyway.
Onion lemon, Rossi.
Thank you, mate. I will do that. What do you do for work, Dan?
I work for a big FMCG company in Dubai.
Don't know that. Next. what is that? What's that mean?
I can't say what it is, but yeah. It's a big FMCG company in Dubai.
What's that mean?
I love your explanation, Dan. Dan, you said it's an whatever it is. We asked you what it is. You go, it's an FMCG company. What do we do with that?
Fast moving consumer goods.
What?
Okay.
Okay. What is it? You know.
Oh, fast moving consumer goods.
Wow.
FMCG.
Well, okay, so what's fast moving at the moment?
Quite a lot of things at the moment. Lots of things. There's four supermarket things, basically.
Stuff. Loads of stuff.
I like how vague you are with it.
You made it up.
I want to know more. Like, as you keep answering, I want to know more. Well, Dan, listen, hopefully you won't be vague when it comes to the pop quiz, because we need specific answers to make sure they're right. To make sure you try to get 10,000 dirhams cash, okay?
Okay, I'll be as specific as possible. Sure.
Ross has got his fingers crossed for you.
Yeah. Have a day.
Okay, Dan, you know how this works. Yeah. If you don't know an answer, just say pass at the end of it. And we'll hopefully come back to it if there is time left on the clock, okay?
Okay, perfect. Yeah,
any other questions?
No, nervous, but let's do this.
All right.
Okay. Your 60 seconds on the pop quiz, Dan, starts now. True or false? Rihanna and Drake once dated.
True.
What is a Charmander?
Pass.
Chief Jim Hopper is a character in which TV show?
Simpsons.
Who sings the 2021 song We're Gone?
Pass.
Which tennis player has the most Grand Slam wins of all time?
Roger Federer.
No.
What is the capital of Canada?
Toronto.
Finish the singer's name, Rag and Bone.
Pass.
What sport does Tom Brady play?
American football.
Who's older, Taylor Swift or Adele?
Adele.
What is the name of the electronic tolling system in Dubai?
Salik.
What is a Charmander?
Spider.
Chief Jim Hopper is a character in which TV show?
Pass.
Who sings the song? Not too bad. Not too bad, Dan.
Really? That was pretty bad.
It's not. Well, it depends what you think is bad. Four, five.
Five, yeah.
500 dirhams.
Well done.
Oh, that's pretty good. Oh, that's very good.
Yes.
Very good. Well,
Rossi's giving you an extra, I'm not sure where.
Because the tennis player is, in fact, Roger Federer or Rafael Nadal, so we would have accepted that as well.
Oh, yes. Okay. Thanks, yeah. Big Rossi.
Yeah, so we're giving you that. Well,
okay,
done.
Perfect. Here are the other ones that you got wrong. What is a Charmander? A Pokemon. Chief Jim Hopper is from Stranger Things. Dua Lipa sings the song We're Gone. The capital of Canada is Ottawa, not Toronto. You're getting yelled at in the back.
Now I know them.
And it's Rag and Bone Man.
Rag and Bone Man. Thought you would have known
Rag
that
and
one.
Rag and Bone Man. That was an easy one.
Who's in the car with you right now?
I have my kids with me. I have Aya Sophia and Adam. We're on the way to school. Say hi, guys.
Hi.
Dad did all right. You did all right, man. 500 dirhams is good.
Yeah, you did really well. Well done.
Thanks, guys.
All right. More chances for you to win tomorrow with the pop quiz. 7:40. Are you ready, big man?
I'm ready. I'm Big Rossi, and this is the slightly quieter news before the news.
We're ready.
Jennifer Lawrence has been seen at Lulu hypermarket in Barsha this week. She caused quite a commotion when her dress got caught in the elevator and the security guard had to ask her what happened.
What do you mean what happened? Look at my dress. I tried to walk upstairs in this dress. That's what happened. What went through my mind when I fell down? a bad word.
Kim Kardashian has decided to stop training to be a lawyer and has decided to focus on a new passion.
Ooh.
Natural energy healing dentist work.
What?
She claims that she can find a cavity in someone just by hugging them and has decided to open a clinic on Jumeirah Beach Road.
So I even give someone a hug, I can automatically tell if they have a cavity. And it's like a struggle in my mind if I should tell them or not.
You should tell them. See if he has a cavity.
I don't smell one.
Okay, good.
Wow.
And finally, Justin Bieber was seen in McGettigan's this week, where he went for a roast dinner. He was seen harassing many different tables of ladies whilst trying to imitate their accent.
Hello, how are you? You like my English accent? Cheerio. I like British accents because they're so sexy.
I'm Big Rossi, and that was the news before the news.
Thank you, Big Rossi.
What's wrong?
What's wrong?
What?
What are you laughing
at? Sorry, I'm just getting emails in, actually, at the moment.
What
did
about?
Did you get that email as well from our company?
Which one?
About the place in... We've got that Hatter Hub place in Hatter.
The Hatter Hub place in Hatter. What about it?
It's, or the domes, you mean?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Did you get the email about the domes?
Yeah, I saw something come up.
We've got a new, like, sort of glamping thing going on. It's with our company, Dubai Holding.
It looks amazing.
It does, yeah. Just
What are you? We're trying to do a show here. What are you doing?
Are you booking a staycation?
Well, I'm asking them for discount.
Are you going on another staycation?
Yes.
This is like the 400th staycation, Rossi.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think you've done every hotel in this country.
Completed the UAE.
I think you're done. This may be the last thing on your list. You've done so many, even twice.
Well, this is brand new, so I want to get in there first. This is an exclusive offer for Dubai Holding people. It's like a glamping dome in Hatter Hub, so I reckon I'm going to do this. What do you mean I haven't done all of them anyway?
You have done so many staycations.
We're meant to be doing a game show next. What are you talking about?
You know what? I have a game show idea. Can we do it next?
What do you mean?
I'll tell you. Is it okay?
What is it?
Because I believe you have been to so many hotels here, I want to put it to the test. I'm going to put you to the test.
Okay.
Yeah?
All right.
I believe that Big Rossi has done the grand hotel tour of the United Arab Emirates. I have never met anyone who has done more staycations in this country than Rossi.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a great thing. You're helping out the economy.
Of course.
You're doing a good job. Well, actually, I say that, but I want to say about 80% of those staycations are probably freebies.
Excuse me.
The one that you just booked, this Hatter glamping, is that a freebie?
So what were we saying before, before the stuff?
It's a freebie.
I've been to a lot of hotels. I love it.
Yeah.
I absolutely adore.
That's great.
It's great. Dubai is fantastic for it.
Well, just the country has some of the best hotels around the world, right?
Mm-hmm. Not only that, it's just easier. Like, when I sit at home and the kids are going mad, it drives me insane. I'd rather be out and about and they do stuff and then I can just chill.
So you distract them.
Yes.
It's a very expensive way to distract your kids.
Well, depends where I'm going.
As I said, 80% of the time, Rossi doesn't pay. I have an idea, Rossi.
Go on.
I want to test your knowledge on hotels in the UAE.
Okay.
I have a brand new game. Are you ready for this?
What is it?
Have you been to this hotel?
Oh, wow. I bet you I have.
Rossi, I want to play this game with you.
Okay.
I'm going to name a hotel, and you tell me if you've been to it or not. Can I be like a cheesy game? No, I don't want to be.
Yeah, be a cheesy game. Go on.
I bet you haven't been to? And then you tell me if you've been there or not.
Okay.
Actually, everyone in the country can put Rossi to the test. 0487155444. If you, any random hotel, name the what? Random hotel.
what is happening now?
I am telling you, Rossi has been there. 0487155444, if you'd like.
Yeah, I just sincerely hope right now that we're not going to get people calling up saying, yeah, Rossi's been to my hotel.
That would be amazing. And we would love to know what kind of hotel guest he was.
Oh, yeah.
Give us the dirt on Big Rossi.
No, don't
how many things were broken? Was anything going wrong? Okay.
I like to put all the towels back in the bath before I leave.
That's a lie. How many towels you've stolen?
Well,
how many bathrobes you've stolen?
You obviously haven't seen the Burj Al Arab towels, have you?
Well, let's start. I bet you haven't been to the St. Regis Abu Dhabi.
St. Regis Abu Dhabi, beautiful, been there. In fact, it was on the beach there and a load of dolphins came past. It was amazing.
There.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
Check!
St. Regis Abu Dhabi is lovely. Even though I can't believe you've been. We've been there together.
Did we go together?
We had like a party on a rooftop or something for the end of the Emirates tour, I'm sure.
Really?
We got off a bus and we went to that hotel.
Okay, there you go.
And I stayed there.
Okay.
And it was free. Go on.
Big Rossi, the hotel connoisseur. I bet you haven't been to the Atlantis. You haven't stayed there.
Of course.
You've stayed at the Atlantis.
Of course they have. Thanks, Rebecca Hall, for hooking me up. Cheers. That was amazing. Got the water park access as well. Cheers.
We are 2 for 2.
Okay, next one. Who have we got here? Moose.
Moose.
All right, Moose, how are you?
I'm good. I bet you've never been to Kingfisher Retreat in the city of Kelba.
Of course I have. Kingfisher Retreat in Kelba. It's a tent. It's right on the beach. It's one of the very few locations in the UAE that has its own private pool and a beach.
Wow.
Okay, I told you, Moose, he has been everywhere.
I've been everywhere, yo.
Man stays in more hotels than his home. Who else do we have?
We've got Omar. He's going to call us in a minute. Moose, have you been to that Kingfisher Retreat, though? He's gone. Awesome.
Okay, Rossi, I bet you haven't been to the Park Hyatt Dubai.
Park Hyatt Dubai?
Yeah.
Yes, of course I have. It's down there. It's the one with the amazing pool. It's got that pool that's got... It's a sand pool. It's very rare. In fact, it's just been done up. It's got a new restaurant down there that you've been to.
Yes. It begins with Twiggy.
Yes. I've been there and I used to get it on Privily, but now they've taken it off. And I have stayed there. It's beautiful. It's very Greek looking.
Okay,
actually.
Just stop talking
it
now.
It looks a bit Greek looking. It's blue and white. It's lovely. It's a lovely staycation. You should try it, honestly, darling. It's fantastic. Pretty, you don't go on any staycations. Why? Why don't you go?
I'm a homebody. I like being in my home. I like it. It takes a lot for me to pack a suitcase and head somewhere, you know?
Yeah. Well, you like staying at home. It's the worst thing for me.
Yeah, you're not a homebody at all.
Omar, he's ready now. Hi, Omar. How are you, mate?
I'm okay. I bet you have never been to Astoria, Ras Al Khaimah.
Waldorf Astoria. In fact, they have the presidential suite. And that was all thanks to Ras Al Khaimah Tourism. That was a fantastic stay. What was his name? The guy who used to be he had the Texan accent.
He was a Texan. Yeah, Hytham, you're right. Hytham
sorted me out with that one. It's lovely. In fact, I got a plane back from
the Doubletree.
And it was, I got a plane back. It was with Sea Wings. It was next door. Have you been there, Omar?
Okay, see you there.
Right, see you. Wow, this was really first world problems, this one, wasn't it?
Rossi, I don't understand why you can't just stay at home.
I hate it. You love it, I hate it.
Because, see, I'll tell you, I just moved recently, right?
Yeah.
The reason I moved was because in the last year I realized I was so unhappy in my home.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, I was, because we had to spend so much time at home, because of the stay-at-home order, all that kind of stuff.
Mm.
I realized I was unhappy in the place I was living, so I decided to change it to a place where I truly love spending time at.
That's interesting, because my sister's going through the exact... sister-in-law, should I say.
Yeah.
She's going through the exact same thing.
You need to be happy in your home. I get worried. Like, maybe you're just not happy in your home.
Yes.
Mm. You need to move. You need to find a new place.
No, I love my home. I love it.
It's not cheap. Enough to stay.
It's cheap. FJ. FJ, how are you, mate?
Hi, Rossi. Good morning.
Good morning.
I bet you have never been to the Pyramid of Dubai, Raffles Dubai Hotel.
Come on, brother. That's easy. Wafi, down by Wafi. I've stayed there many times. It's gorgeous.
Wow.
And my friend, he was a tour manager for Natalia Kills, right?
Yeah, yeah.
She performed there many years ago, and we got a free room and stayed there. It was really nice service. But thanks for checking up on me and trying me out. But, yeah, I've been
everywhere. We can't beat Rossi.
I'm sorry, TJ. Sorry, FJ, sorry.
He is the king of staycations.
Honestly.
Yeah, I am.
Russell, next time, can I come with you?
Of course.
Oh, yeah.
Double bed, brother. Get in.
No, thank you. No, thank you.
I'm joking.
Virgin Radio. Pretty Malik's gossip.
So if you didn't know, Adam Levine 2 years ago sold his house to Ellen.
Okay.
She bought it for $45 million. $45 million. Now, 2 years later, Ellen has decided to sell the mansion.
Mm-hmm.
How much did she get for it? $47 million. And if you think that's a lot of money and she's made a good deal, well, actually, she was looking for even more. She had it listed for $53.5 million just a month ago, but couldn't get that price. That is an insane amount of money for a house.
So much, isn't it?
$47 million.
But they're all having to drop their prices. Remember last week you said, who was it?
The Weeknd. Yeah. But guys, $47 million is an insane amount of money for a house.
Where's she going? Why is she selling?
Because she lives in Montecito now mostly. So she doesn't really live in LA. So the house is like gone.
So like, need it. Is it nearer to Studio City then? Or?
I don't know because I don't know like the LA area that well. But she doesn't need that house anymore. She doesn't need the $47 million house
anymore. Do you think the average electricity bill on that is, pretty?
Probably about $15 million. I know you guys don't like Bridgerton, but you like it now because your thumb head is gone. You like the show now.
Reggae Jean Page. Yes, he has a head like a thumb, but he's left. He's not left. Back for the next season.
But Bridgerton fans will be happy with this news because Netflix just announced that the show will be getting a season 3 and 4, which is very exciting. Season 2 already got the green light, but of course fans were super shocked when Reggae Jean Page said, "Hey, I'm not going to return." There were some rumors there were creative differences between him and creator Shonda Rhimes, which led him to reject $50,000 an episode to return. But it looks like it was just the part of the storyline. He wasn't going to return. And finally, the first teaser trailer for The Hitman's Wife's Bodyguard is here. This is the sequel to the Ryan Reynolds, Samuel L. Jackson 2017 action comedy, The Hitman's Bodyguard. Mm. I love that movie. I don't think it did very well on Rotten Tomatoes and all that, but I seriously love that movie. This time, the movie's going to center around Ryan's character as he takes a sabbatical from bodyguarding, but gets dragged back into it by Selma Hayek. Have a listen.
For the first time, I'm starting to imagine a life without bodyguarding. This really feels like a new beginning.
I wanna
What are you?
The mafia took my husband.
Kill them.
No,
I'm not getting involved in this.
My loneliness.
I promised my therapist, no bodyguard. That means no guns, no killing, and no blood.
You know, what the is he doing here? Are you using pepper spray?
I'm on sabbatical.
Oh, wow.
It's going to be good. The Hitman's Wife's Bodyguard will be released June 16th.
There we go, pretty. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home fries.
I remember when I came to the country, right? And I wanted something from the shop downstairs in my apartment building.
Yeah. Mm.
It was a single can of Coke. I dialed up the number of the shop downstairs and they brought it up.
A single can.
I could not believe it.
Wow.
But I haven't seen it happening anymore. Like when you order stuff on these apps, you have to order like a minimum amount.
Yes. Well, they have to make it like, you know, worthwhile for the person to bring it up.
What about the customer?
Okay, Rossi.
Because sometimes you feel guilty, like having the guy come all the way just to bring one can of Coke.
You know?
Come on.
I know. But I did find a service that still do it though, you know.
Wow, okay. Wow.
Have a listen to this.
Are you a hard worker? Are you sick and tired of moving too much? Well, stop. You don't have to. Now, thanks to
We deliver one can of Coke to you.com.
We deliver one can of Coke to you.com.
Yes, you heard correctly. Do you sometimes want just one can of Coke, but you don't want to move? Well, guess what? Get online right now. You place the order and we will deliver one can of Coke to you right now.
Wow.
Don't believe me? Listen to some of our satisfied customers.
So, Pammi and I, we were watching Balika Vadhu. So interesting. You know what's happening with that mother-in-law. But you know, we got very, very thirsty. Didn't have can of Coke, just wanted to share one. So I logged on to WeDeliverOneCanOfCokeToYou.com and by goodness, it came to me.
Oh, this is boss. I was on holiday in Moscato, man, and I just fancied a can of Coke. So I just got online to WeDeliverOneCanOfCokeToYou.com and they delivered it to Moscato. It's brilliant.
We deliver one can of Coke to you.com. Order now, we deliver you two. And then we become two cans of Coke delivered to you.com. Wow.
Your voice is sounding so much better. I'm happy.
Is it?
Yeah, it is.
Because I'm not shouting as much.
Yeah. Good. I think if you give it another day or so of some rest and then the weekend, I think you're going to be good.
I don't know how Chris Fade does it, honestly.
Talk all the time.
Yeah.
But hey, Chris is going to be back on Sunday, which is exciting news. Mm-hmm. I've got gossip coming up this hour. How much would you pay for Kanye West sneakers? But up next, I want to do something different. I'm going to ask you a question right now, Rossi.
Okay.
Tell me something happy or good that happened to you in the past 24 hours.
Happy or good? Well, I got a confirmation for a free hotel stay.
That is amazing. That's great. That's good news for you. Eddie, something happy or good that happened to you in the past 24 hours?
My son, Haitham, he just won a certificate at school.
Oh, yeah. For what?
For, what is it? Literacy?
That's so
He's learning how to read and he did well. So he got a certificate. So I'm really happy about
that's
that.
That's so lovely.
Takes after his dad.
Yeah.
Oh, I
smart,
hope so.
Smart guy. And for me, happy news in the last 24 hours. Mm. I went for a bike ride yesterday and I didn't crash.
Oh, yes.
And that's a big achievement for me.
I saw that.
So we want to hear your happy news next. Call us now, 048715544. We all need a little bit of positivity in our life sometimes, right?
Yeah.
The smallest things can just put a big smile on our face. So let's share the positivity together. What happened to you in the past 24 hours that just made you smile? Some happy news. 048715544.
Hey, Liz, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Very good. Thanks for joining us on the show this morning.
Much. You've taken me by surprise.
Liz, what's your happy news?
My happy news is so much happy news constantly, isn't there? I have to say, even with everything that we're going through.
But
my happy news would be that I spoke to my mom, who's in Australia, and not being able to go visit her. So it's just lovely that I can speak with her.
I mean, isn't technology incredible?
Oh, aren't we so lucky, especially through this time?
Yeah.
This time has been so difficult for so many, and it's just enabled us all to keep in touch with each other. So, yeah, it's fantastic.
I'm so intrigued, though. Your mum lives in Australia, but you have an English accent. Did you not grow up in a...
I do. I've actually been here for many, many years. But, yeah, home for me is the Lake District in the UK. But, yeah, mum's in Australia.
Lovely, the Lake District. Pretty. It's like New Zealand, but smaller.
Very true.
Oh, that sounds amazing. Well, fingers crossed for you, Liz, that hopefully you will be reunited with your mom very soon.
Oh, I hope so.
Cheers, Liz. And thanks for always listening, all right? Have a great day.
Oh, absolutely. You too.
Bye. Amal, hello. Give us some happy news.
Hi.
Amal.
Hi, Biglassi. How are you? Hi, Pretty.
Hey, Amal. What's your happy news?
Okay, so I don't know if you guys remember me, but I called you last month. I was crying. My husband lost his job. It was my anniversary, and you guys put an Arabic song for me.
Yes.
Yeah.
My husband found a new job.
Love that.
So, Amal called us about a month ago, as she said.
Mm-hmm.
You were celebrating a wedding anniversary, and unfortunately, you got the news the day before that your husband lost his job. And it was just one of those, you want to celebrate, but you can't because you're in this new, like, tension now. So, your husband got a job. Where is he working now?
He's working in a pharmaceutical company. It's a big one. It's an international one.
Yeah.
Okay, that's
covering
great.
UAE and Gulf now.
Yay!
So, do you feel like a weight has been lifted off your shoulders now?
Yes, 100%. And I'm so happy I'm sharing this with you guys.
Aww.
You guys, what you did last time, it meant the world to me and it changed my mood, like flipped it. Now I'm just so happy to share this.
That's all, Chris. That he'll be back on Sunday as well. But yeah, that's amazing news. Well done. And now you can sort of just start planning for the future, I imagine, and various things.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Great.
Amazing, Amal. We'll tell your husband congratulations from us too, okay?
Thank you so much, Gary. Thank you. Love you guys.
Bye. We've got somebody who's just doing something that you've recently done. Claire, what are you doing?
Yes. Like now, I'm driving.
Okay.
Yeah.
But what's your happy news?
My happy news, we are moving to the big house.
Yay! Congratulations.
Same as you, Pretty.
Yeah, I'm so happy. I can't wait. Yesterday, I was buying the paint. So I want to do my own design so my kids can have their own look.
Aww.
Especially my daughter. She's so excited. She was so, when I took her for tour, she was like, oh, my God, Mommy, I'm so happy. I'm going to have my own look.
Aww, bless.
I'm going to have my own desk. I can do my homework. So I'm so happy.
That's so amazing. Congratulations to you. It's definitely exciting, daunting, but exciting for sure. You're going to love your new place and love doing it up. So well done and have a wonderful day, Claire.
Okay, same to you guys. I love you all.
No worries. And congratulations on having a daughter who wants to do the homework. That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
What's up? Virgin Radio. Pretty Malik's gossip.
So Tom Hanks' son, Chet Hanks, he's being sued by his ex for $1 million, claiming he physically and verbally abused her during their relationship. This is not a good look.
Wow.
Like, you would never expect that from Tom Hanks' son, right?
Yeah. Well, he's a rapper, isn't he? Like,
yeah, yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying all rappers
No. He's the one who's the controversial one out of the family.
Yeah.
He's always getting in trouble for something or another. Kiana Parker is her name. She filed a suit this week in Texas and details a fight they had back in January, which actually led her to filing a restraining order against Chet. This is going to court. I'll keep you posted on what happens with that. David Beckham, he is teaming up with Disney Plus for a brand new TV show. No, we're not going to see David acting, although I'd love to see him try. It's called Save Our Squad. It's an unscripted series. We're going to see David return to the East London football pitches where he played as a child.
Wow.
And what he's going to do is take like a young grassroots side that is struggling to make it in the league and mentor them and kind of like pave the way, build them, give them the skills and the tools. And it's kind of like that rags to riches story.
Yeah.
We follow the journey of this team getting better and better with David Beckham's help.
Is it just like one season, two seasons?
So far, they've just said that one.
It's happening.
They
yeah.
just have announced that this show is going to be happening. I'm sure you would be interested in watching that, right?
Well, he bought Miami Football Club as well, right?
Yeah,
football
exactly.
club in Miami. So
Yeah. But this is going to be in London.
Oh, in London, okay.
Yeah, this is going to be in London. And finally, you can now own a pair of Kanye sneakers, but for a big price. Sotheby's, you know that auction house, they've listed the sample pair. So this is the sample pair of Air Yeezy sneakers Kanye wore on stage at the 2008 Grammys.
Right.
They're currently valued at $1 million, the highest any sneaker has ever been listed for. And the price is probably only going to go higher and higher. Would you pay $1 million if you had the money? If you had the money, would you pay $1 million for a pair of sneakers Kanye West wore?
Well, was that the Beyonce had the best video of all time?
I believe that was the same year. But this is from
the
Grammys.
VMAs, wasn't
yeah, yeah.
It?
This
it
is the from the Grammys.
They do look nice. But
so this is the sample Air Yeezy. So it wasn't even the ones that are on the market. It was like the prototype.
I think I would. If I had the money, why not? Because I know it's an investment.
Yeah.
And if something like, you know,
You'd do it if you had the money.
If I had the money, if money was on an issue, I would do it. Because I know I would sell them, resell them for like a higher price later on.
Yeah, we're just looking at the photo right now. They're very similar to Jordans, aren't they?
Well, yeah, these were the Air. If you remember, initially he had a thing with Nike, right?
Yeah,
right.
So these are the Air Yeezys, which is why it looks kind of like the Jordans.
Yeah.
And then he went to Adidas with the Yeezy line. So if you want them, they're on Sotheby's.
All
enjoy.
Right.
Who's got $1 million?
Chris Fade.
Hit us with your tag, Pity.
Peace out, home fries.
Here's a Virgin hit from Bebe Rexha. It's Sacrifice on Virgin Radio. Virgin Radio 104.4. It is the Chris Fade Show for your Wednesday morning. That's it for us.
We're out of here. We will be back tomorrow. Oh my goodness, tomorrow's Thursday already.
Yay!
Wow. Oh, that's amazing.
Just like
so
that.
Good. Yeah.
Yeah. So today's going to be a good day. Today, just go through the day knowing that tomorrow is Thursday and then the weekend is here. Plans for the day. Hopefully, Rossi, you're going to be resting your voice.
Yes, I will be.
Yeah?
I have a feeling you didn't rest your voice yesterday, did you, when you got home?
I think I did actually. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Keep doing that. Keep doing all the remedies, the honey, all that steaming, all that jazz. Yeah.
I will.
You'll
Thanks,
feel
Mom.
Better. what? I'm trying to make you sound better.
No. I know. I appreciate it. You're like the mother of the show. It's great.
Making sure all the kids are feeling okay.
Yes.
Catch you later. You're